Let's talk about the why it was built. Starting with you, Christopher, of course, you believe it was a basically a power plant. How would it work? What did it generate?
Well, the power plant theory actually analyzes all the evidence within the Great Pyramid. The theory finds answers for those features. And essentially, what we have is a structure that is coupled in a resonant fashion with the Earth and vibrates in sympathy with the Earth. It's probably the prime purpose for it. Before the Great Pyramid, the other pyramids, when they were built, was to relieve the earthquakes. And there has been some research done by the Russians where if you drive or cause vibration in a shaft filled with water, they set off explosions. They can cause those plates to actually move. And there's also been some speculation, though I'm not sure if anything's been done in the United States, but there's been speculation that if you set off a series of very, very small earthquakes, you could, instead of the pressure building up to a huge release, you could release that energy over time. So essentially, that is basically where the energy comes from.
Was it strategically placed where it is, Christopher, or was that just random?
No, I don't think anything was random with the building of the structures in Egypt. Nothing was random. And, I think that everything was planned ahead of time. And with all due respect to Robert, I do believe that the Great Pyramid was planned completely and constructed at one time. But that's, we all have,
your own
ideas and theories, right?
And that's what makes this an exciting show. Robert? Why was it built?
Well, as I was saying before, I think there's a number of reasons, but I would say that the overarching reason was what we might term nowadays as religious or sacred. That was really a sacred structure, which doesn't preclude other things as a subcategories. For instance, astronomical observations, I think, were taken from the Great Pyramid. A lot of work has shown that it clearly has astronomical alignments, seems to fit into a larger complex at Giza. Also, tying in with what Chris Dunn was just saying, it may have in part been a response to catastrophes. And to my way of thinking, a lot of religious impulses actually tie in with nature and what's seen in the natural world, including catastrophic events. I talk about this in some of my work, including extraterrestrial catastrophes such as cometary events, asteroids, bolides, that type of thing. And Chris was just mentioning earthquakes that might tie in also. But I see it as primarily a religious type of structure.
Okay, how about you, Michelle?
I'm not qualified to answer that question. I don't know. I mean, so the only thing I know is...
Maybe just a tourist attraction. I go back and forth between L.A. and St. Louis. They've got this huge arch there. Other than a tourist attraction, I don't think it serves much of a purpose. Unless
croquet. The only thing I could tell you is, in this particular case, I'll have to defer to the expert.
Okay, and how about you, Margaret, then?
I think that it suits the model that Egyptology has really refined, and therefore it was built by the Heliopolitan priests who were astronomers. They were very highly skilled in astronomy, and it did serve a religious sacred purpose, as Dr. Schock points out. It was... Henry Breasted, back in the early century, last century, developed the model of the primordial mountain, which was in mythology the first place to rise at the beginning of the earth. And the mythology held that the sun god lighted on the tip, let out a sacred benben bird, which the Greeks called the phoenix, let out a cry that spun all of nature into motion, including the heavens. And this represented the soul of the king, and that the pyramids were the dissension point, that the king's soul ascended from the upper chamber of the pyramid, and the belief in ancient Egypt, too, was that the king's soul could return in times of national emergency and use the tomb as his base of operation. This was a spiritual belief. You find it throughout ancient Egyptian literature. So the pyramids fit with this model. They're in the necropolis, which is a place of tombs. They have sarcophagus in them. Each one has a sarcophagus in them. Usually we find that they were unused, so they could have been there for ritual purposes. But I think that to say that the pyramids are tombs is to reduce the idea down to the most simple, and it becomes so simple that it doesn't work. It was more complex.
Isn't it amazing, though, Margaret, here we are, whether these were built 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, or even farther back, we're still perplexed by this. We're still puzzled exactly how they were built, how they were moved, what they're there for. It's amazing, isn't it?
I think that we could get to exactly how they were built if we got cooperation. We've done all of this at our own expense on our own time for 20 years. Michelle volunteers his time. Every scientist who has been involved in this volunteers his time because there's no actual grant money and there's no permission to really study. So this is why it takes a lifetime, and we'll probably be at it for another 20 years.